we know Asara B'Teves is one of the four fast days. Soma Ravi, Soba Chabishi, Soba Shavibi, Soma Asi, everyone was Sassim with Simchas. Of course, Yom Kippur is a biblical fast day, but we have four fast days, Zecha or Mikdash. And we have Tainas Esther, different reasons, Tainas Shal Simcha. So the Shaila comes up is, let's say someone gets married, and the Sheva Brachas fall out over Asara B'Teves. In the middle of the Sheva Brachas, it falls in the week of Asara B'Teves. So on one hand, we know that a chassan during Sheva Brachas is like his own personal yantiv. And we know there's a mitzvah to eat on a yantiv. On the other hand, we know Asara B'Teves is a fast day. So, what does a chassan and kala do? Are they obligated to fast? Should they fast? Should they not fast? During, with Asara B'Teves, falls out over Sheva Brachas. So there's a Ritva in the end of Maseches Tainis that many quote that a chassan has to fast on Asara B'Teves. Why? Because even though we say it's like a personal yantif, but that's true, it's because it's a personal yantif. On a public yantif, you can't fast. But on a it's a private yantiv of the chassan and kala versus the public fast day of Klal Yisrael. Because we know it's one of the four fast days. And perhaps maybe according, there's another famous machokis, Rambam Tosus, Machaber Ramah. How do we view the Machaber writes, you have to be Machaber Tainis before a fast day. So, let's say Asara B'Teves. Why? Because they basically hold the really Ratu is on and Ratu ain't is on him. Because by a tiny seed, but you don't have to be Makabal Tainis. And a tiny Yochid you do. So we view all the fast days as tiny Tzibor. But Machaber seems to view it as a tiny Yochid. So perhaps if you're a Svard, so maybe you have more to rely on in terms of that it's a private yantif versus a private fast day. But I mean, either way, everyone agrees, Asara B'Teves, it's still Porish Midarka Yatzibor. So nevertheless, that's what the Ritva writes, that even though it's a personal yantif, but a public yantif beats out a private yantif. We know in general, we know because a mitzvah derabim beats out a mitzvah deyachid. So that's, so we're talking about in the opposite way that yantif is usually a public yantif and avelis is a private. So therefore we say there's no Avelis on yantif. But over here, the yantif is private and the Avelis, the fast, would say is public. So therefore public beats out private. And as well, it's a special pasuk, Emeshkachech in Yerushalayim, will be there's a special inyan for a chassan and kala to feel the churban. And therefore, based on the two reasons the Ritva gives, he gives, number one is because public beats private, as well as because of the special pasuk relating to the Churban. And the Bir Halacha in Simin Tuf Kaf Mem Tes, he quotes the Ritva, and he says, it's no kasha, because there's a... He talks about what about Tumman who's having a bris, which is also a private yantif, and he says one who's making a bris doesn't have to complete the fast. So the Bir Halacha says, no, really, bris and chassan are the same. The only difference was if it's a Tisha B'Av Shechol, the Tisha B'Av was a nidcha, that's why we'll make it. But the bottom line is, according to the Bir Halacha, a bris and a chassan are the same halacha, and therefore, if you have a bris today as well, and that's our B'Teves, you shouldn't be able to, you have to fast. In fact, that's the Shaila, perhaps it works in well, because Tosis writes that, what do you do if you get married? I Asara B'Teves, the issue of Bo'er Priyagafen. What do you have a problem with Bo'er Priyagafen? If you're assuming the chassan's allowed to eat. So nevertheless, that's how the Ritva works, and it seems to be in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim equates to Bris and Chasen, and that's the bottom line is that according to the Ritva is one does fast. However, the Kafa Chaim in Simon Tovkov Memtes, Zivkon Tes, and he brings down the name of the Beis David, who's cholik on the Ritva. And says the Chassan doesn't fast during Sheva Brachot because he disagrees. He says Yontov is greater than a bris. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah compared bris to, he said bris and Chassan are the same. But the Beis David says, no, bris is only docha the tainus if it's a nitcha. But a chassan is docha the tainus even if it's not a nitcha. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim first quotes to Beis David that says a chassan does not have to fast because it's greater. And then he quotes from the Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkuf Nun Sifka and Vav that the Magen Avraham goes like the Ritva. And therefore he quotes the Machogas and they quote and he holds that that he quotes the Vilna Gaon who says that a chassan does not fast on any of the fast days, even if the fast is not a nitcha. He goes, he's like, so therefore, in other words, so what about private versus public? So you could argue that that's when it's all equal, private versus public, but the minig, the halacha for a chassan not to fast is a real did. Well, the minig to fast is only ratum and ratum, and you could argue that way, even though public versus private, but not when that's all things being equal. So that's, that seems to be a debate between the one and you have the Magen Avraham, the Ritva, you have the Magen Avraham and the Ritva versus the Gra and the Beis David says you can fast. And the Gra, and as well, so that's a machlokas regarding the four fast days. However, regarding maybe Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur will assume a different. But regarding Tainis Esther, so then the post can bring down there's much more room to rely on because you only have one of the reasons. In other words, on Asar B'Tevet, you have the reason of it's only a private holiday versus a public fast day. And it's a zecher to the Beis HaMikdash, which applies to a chassan. However, Tainis Esther is not a Tainis Esther, it's a Tainis of Simcha. And therefore, there's more of a reason not to. The Biskei Tshuva brings down that a chassan shouldn't fast on Tainis Esther. So, Lamaisa, by Tainis Esther, there's more room to be made. Oh, the bottom line is, it's a machlokes that Magen Avraham versus the Gra, and you have the Ritva. So I saw many I saw with Rabbi Melamed in his sefer, he goes with Chumra. He says a chassan should fast following the Ritva and the Bir Halacha, and others want to follow the Gra. So therefore, I think again, it's hard to say there's a minute, but I'm based on the little research I did on the question. I saw it seems to be that the minig seems to be a chassan does fast, however, ain't not to be mocha because he has what to rely on, especially if he's not feeling well, or if he has some other reason besides that he has a reason to eat.